News Podcast. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags, discussing today's news, conspiracy news, and news you won't hear anywhere else. Only on the Disclosure Media Network. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net.
Well, hello, hello, folks. How are you doing this lovely Tuesday evening? It is April 28th, 2015. I want to welcome all of you that are listening on our live streams on YouTube and on Ustream, and all of you that download our podcast on iTunes and on Podomatic, and also those of you that are finding us on SoundCloud and on Spreaker. This is the Nightly News Podcast. I'm Jason, and also along for the ride is Rags.
What up?
Hey, folks, don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net. You can sign up and follow us on YouTube. Also, find us on Facebook and Twitter, Disclosure Media. So, folks, last night we talked about the riots that were happening in Baltimore. And right now I have the tube on and CNN here, and I'm watching. The curfew is in effect in Baltimore.
There comes a big old APC coming down the street now.
Here it comes.
Looks like it already got plastered. Look at that on top. Somebody threw something at it.
They didn't wait. It was a little bit after 10 o'clock, folks. And, of course, we're going to talk about this tonight because that's what's number one, headline right now as far as going on in our neck of the woods. So that's what we're going to lead off with, is what's going off the riots and stuff. The curfew, of course, has been in effect now for just over an hour. And they didn't wait too long, Rags, to enforce that curfew.
No, they didn't. You could see when they, and here's the thing. At first there was some confusion. Did you hear? First they said everybody, including media. Then all of a sudden,
yeah, you can't do that.
There was a big correction because they said, oh, no, I'm sorry. Media can't stay. Everybody else must go.
Yeah, you can't do things without the media being there. And the media ain't going to go for that.
But the one thing I did notice with the protesters, they were taking a lot out on the media tonight.
They did. Obviously, they are.
They were very boisterous. They were very up in front of, into the reporters' faces, telling them that they should leave, that they're the ones that need to go.
See, that's a mistake, though. Those people are uneducated. That's just my opinion there. I mean, the media needs to be there.
Or they're smart and saying, hey, I want to do some damage, so don't catch me on tape. Get on out.
Possibly. Bro. You could be right.
I'm not. Hey, we don't know. He could be a mastermind criminologist. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was kind of interesting. And then remember our buddy from last night, the Vietnam veteran guy?
Yeah, he was there again today.
Saw him there tonight.
He was there earlier today. I saw him on there, like at noon or something. He was out there on the streets.
Yeah, I saw him here just here at the I want to say it's one of the representatives of that area. I think the local congressman who represents that area. He was kind of standing around amongst those people there. And then all of a sudden, now they started off, as they approached forward after 10, they did throw a smoke bomb. The police did. And they threw a couple flashbangs because they were getting pelted with some rocks.
Yeah, they were. People were throwing plastic
bottles.
At
and stuff. Yeah, so they did just set up. But nothing's really happened yet, although two people were arrested. The stupid kid on the bike that kept wanting to circle the
Did you
the
see
cop
the
car.
Old oopty doop they did on the one kid there?
Yeah.
Where they the Humvee come in and just as he was, it was sweet. They blocked him in and it was like he vanished. The Humvee went through and he was gone.
They gobbled him up. they gobbled him up.
Don't mess around with the military. I don't know if that was military inside the Humvee or not, but
no, they had they showed pictures of a couple of the arrested. I saw just before we went on the air there. They showed a picture of them in the van.
I think
so far two of them that have been arrested.
From what I've seen so far as the National Guard goes, I think they're doing more of a support. I don't see them on the streets, I think they're just guarding, you know, infrastructure, you know, like the Capitol or, you know, I don't know. It just seems like I don't see them on the street.
Much like Ferguson, yes. They were guarding the
The command
mall.
Center and all
they
that.
They were the command center, and there was a lot of them there.
But do you see these new guys as compared to, as far as the riot police, do you see the outfits they have on compared to what they had last night? I mean, these guys, not every one of them, but the main frontliners, they've got complete body armor on and everything.
Yeah, and again, that might have been came issue from whoever won, because obviously 15 officers got injured yesterday.
Right. I mean, they looked like some serious stormtroopers.
And that stuff doesn't bother me. I mean, you got to have, let's face it, you got to have some type of protection.
No, I don't know. Absolutely. But God, you know, I mean, I have.
And this is no, you know, and the thing is about it, if we look at every other place, even third world countries around the world, they all have riot gear too.
Yeah.
Because they flare up more around the world than we do here. You know, that's actually.
Could you imagine having to wear all that shit, though? Jeez.
Oh, I know. That would be. You better be in some shape.
You better be in some shape.
I know there's a few of them that, you know, weren't much in shape, but looks. Uh-oh. So it looks like we got a reporter going to another scene here. I'm not sure where he's going.
Oh, this is.
Right now, obviously, they're en route to another maybe hotspot or an issue. I don't know. But it looks like it's still at the same intersection of that CVC. So, no, he's just walking straight up to the police, so never mind.
Did you see that first headline I sent to you? The resistance flares.
The resistance flares. Scattered resistance.
Last night it was an uprising. Yeah. Now we've got the resistance.
You got to come up with some new name last night.
This is like Star Wars shit. You know, you had the Rebels, the Resistance, and...
I know. Well, we need a little bit of Star Wars.
No, don't do that. We'll get sued. George Lucas wants some cut of that.
They better prove how I can hum it. Oh, jeez. But, yeah, I think that the one part we got here is... were you saying something about your father?
Luke, I'm your father. No, I was just going to read some of this. It says, scattered outbreaks of resistance flared as an overnight curfew settled Tuesday night over Baltimore, where residents spent the day tossing bottles and bricks into trash bags rather than at police. Authorities said they hoped the curfew would begin a week of peaceful cleaning up and not a continuation of Monday's violent disturbances. About 20 minutes after the 10 p.m. curfew went into effect, streets appeared to begin emptying as police slowly advanced in lines. They were tossing flashbangs. They didn't use any tear gas yet. As far as they were shooting those little paintball things.
Yeah, they're like, it's like a pepper spray.
And then they were also like shooting rubber-looking things at them, too.
Yeah, I forget what they called them. They called them pepper bursts.
Something like that.
Pepper bursts, yeah, pepper bursts.
Authorities said they were confident they would prevent a repeat of Monday night's rioting and looting.
Uh-oh, Jay, if you look at your TV.
I'm watching here. I see a line of police. Now, you're seeing it live. I'm a little bit delayed.
I'm seeing some big National Guard APCs rolling.
Oh, okay. For those watching, let's see. Let's switch it over here. You can see a little bit of what we're seeing. On what we're talking about here, they've definitely got. I heard they have 2,000 troops, National Guard, and 1,000 police officers, from what I understand. Now, I wanted to I've seen. I'm seeing what you were talking about earlier, Rags.
Yep.
This mine resistant looking. Holy shit! Wow, look at that thing.
Yeah, oh, that's National Guard, dude.
Who's inside that thing?
Those are National Guard. I saw looks like National Guard.
Now, who's behind them? Now, I heard the FBI is also involved in this, too.
That'd be interesting. I don't know what their angle is. I don't know what.
Well, they have been monitoring, from what I understand. They have been monitoring the situation, from what I understand. I don't know.
Oh, great.
I'm watching these guys get out of the vans. It's like, check them out. Did you already see this part, I guess?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now live.
Like they're jumping out of the vans.
man. They're jumping out.
Only one guy got out of the back of that big one, so that must be Peggy.
No, when you get it, you're about delayed now. There's more people in the back.
Oh, okay, my bad. Sorry, folks. Rags is watching it live on CNN, and I'm actually watching it delayed a little bit. But they're bringing more in. They're bringing in backup guys. Look at their body armor. I mean, geez.
Oh yeah.
Oh, God, they're like barely can walk. Come on out, you know, guys.
It's I gotta like
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, they
night.
Are
Did
loaded
you?
Up in there, aren't
yep.
they?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Are you watching it online, Jay? Is that why you're?
I am.
Online?
I'm watching it on my cable feed. You know how the cable company gives you where you can watch it on. So I'm actually watching. It's actually 8:10 on my time on CNN, and it's 11:11 really. So
yep.
I'm about a minute probably behind.
Gotcha.
But I wanted to mention I watched Obama. He gave his speech when he was with the Japanese Prime Minister. They had their joint press conference, and you know he said. The media paid attention only to the one place that was burning, the CVS, and that's the only reason that, you know, that's the only thing. They kept that in cycle. And I thought to myself, where were you, dude? Did you, like, turn the TV off after seeing the CVS caught on fire? Did you realize that there were, like, 15 other fires and buildings burnt down? It just seemed he really seemed to downplay it.
Uh-oh. I see a line of APCs.
Oh, look at
You'll
that.
You'll see it the next minute.
I see this one.
It's going to go to double screen. You're going to see the helicopter shot of the National Guard. All of them. All Humvees rolling in, dude.
They're going to lock the city down. Here they come.
Are you doing the split screen yet with the helicopter?
Not
in the air?
Not yet. No, I've got this dude talking to me in my face right now. I should switch that right now until we get to some action here. It's interesting to see what's going to happen. I don't see fires. Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, no. Look at them Humvees.
Look at the line of them. Look how many there are.
I see some state police in front, it looks like.
Escort
State
them.
Troopers. Oh, those are state troopers that got out back of those ARABs or whatever the hell they're called. They got state trooper shields.
Yeah, these guys here, man, they're not messing around, man.
This is why, how could the people uprise if you really needed to have an uprising? I mean, could you really even have one? I mean, look at what the people got. I mean, look what the government has.
Well, but again, it's depending what type of uprising you're talking about.
I'm not saying that's what we need to have. I don't know.
You know, it's kind of interesting there, Jay. It's kind of funny. Remember last night we played the... I grabbed that screen clip of the woman beating her son.
Yeah. Oh, that's went.
And
that's,
did you know
oh,
that made that went viral
oh,
all
yeah.
day today?
Oh yeah. She's been on NBC, CNN,
yep.
Fox News. She's been on
CBS,
all of them.
Oh, she's been all. Oh, yeah. So we had it on here first, showing exactly what I saw last night. So it was just interesting. I mean, and she's a single mom, six kids.
Yeah, six kids. Sheesh. Poor kid, you know, he's probably thinking, Mom, come on, man, I just want to have a little Ryan here, man. Good for her, though. Good for her.
Yeah, she got a lot of compliments from a lot of people. A lot of people praise her, said that, you know, where's...
Well, if there were a lot more like that, you wouldn't have the issues that we're having. But, you know, they arrested 200, and last I heard there were 200-something arrests. And there were very few minors. Oh, what the hell was that? Very few minors that were arrested.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that was the thing about it. I mean, when you started seeing the stuff that was going on last night, I mean, yeah, the minors, I believe, started the stuff after high school, but all the
Some
fires.
Of it, yes. Yeah, the fires definitely was something different.
You know, that was whatever you want to call it. And that was just, I think, just the heavy part of it that you're, I mean, I just don't know what you say to it, you know?
Now, is this a statewide curfew, or is this a Baltimore?
No, just Baltimore. City of Baltimore. City of Baltimore.
Okay.
I mean, I suppose if you wanted to go to the Capitol and loot it right now, you could. All the police officers are in Baltimore.
No, I'm sure they got the freaking Capitol on lockdown. They probably got the National Guard surrounding it to protect it.
No, 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 no.
No?
No, no, no. This is just Baltimore. And this is one section of the city of Baltimore.
Right.
I mean, in a command and control structure, they'd need a lot more troops on the ground, my friend.
So in reality, I mean, if we really had a big uprising, I mean, you know, a big civil uprising, they don't have a chance?
You know, here's the thing. Again, I'm going to say, given your environment, given your urban area, given, you know, I think there's a lot of factors that go into that.
And I guess it depends on who's uprising, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to have the police force uprising with the civilian folks? Because that definitely will hurt.
Well, you know, that's if there was something, you know, martial law and you were going to go under the, you know, the Satan's ruling or something. I don't know. Whatever, you know, some type of outrageous type of
You
deal.
Must take the mark of the United States on your head.
So, you know, if it comes to something like that, you know, but,
So I guess the National Guard is going
to
be
easy to quell. I mean, I don't know if it'd be easy to quell. It's a matter of what the resistance was. If we're fighting for our lives, it's a different equation. I mean, it's no different than the 3% that fought for America. You know, same thing. You had cities.
You know, it was a very small percentage, I think 30 to 40% that wanted to rebel, really, from what I understand, from what I read. I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, I think you're given a I think there's different points of view, I believe that, you know, but a lot of it goes back to there was voting done, and the majority of the votes came in, maybe it was their representative, or told by their representative, or the representative to the, I don't think it was the Continental Congress that was established first, but I can't remember the exact details, but, there was an overwhelming majority of support. Now, what does that mean? It means those that were either elected by your, you know, your local official, you know, said, yeah, everybody in my, you know, majority
well, what
of
I'm
my,
saying,
my well, area.
There were a lot of people who wanted the status quo to stay and didn't
But
want.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is that when we say the majority, because the books are going to tell you the majority of Americans wanted it.
Well, that's the problem. The winners always get to write the history.
Well, I mean, you know. You can, and you know, I mean,
some of it gets deleted.
I'm not disappointed one bit that we did.
Oh no, absolutely not. No,
that's
not my.
We're the only free living country in the world. You know, I mean, we have a lot more that we can do than other countries.
Oh yeah,
you know?
By far.
You know,
by far.
And it doesn't matter who you are, black, red, rice, red, gay, or whatever. I mean, you're not able to do that in any other country.
Nope.
You know, I mean, you're going to go through some type of certain aspect. I mean, heck, I mean, some countries you get a, I mean, just even on just simple infraction, I shouldn't say simple, you know, and you drive drunk, you could lose an arm in some countries.
Yeah.
Especially the Middle Eastern countries. You do certain stuff, you're hanged instantly. There's no judge, jury. It's ba-boom. You know, so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that created by this country. It'll be kind of interesting to see if this is going to – I mean, they're showing a heavy force now.
Well, they have to. I mean, that's what they were talking about on the TV, you know. They have to enforce this curfew. They can't show weakness right now.
Well, no, and they didn't. And I think what they're doing too, they're not engaging the public either. They're just setting up on corners is what I've seen so far. I haven't really seen them engaged. You see the people – I'm looking at quite a few shots, and there's still people out. They're standing on corners, not in big, you know, groups, but there is people out just watching.
I think they're really focusing on the people who want to cause problems.
Oh yeah, I think that's exactly.
If you're going to throw bottles and shit, you know, that's going to be an issue.
But you get a couple of these on every street corner, you know. And these aren't your regular. These aren't police officers. These are now, you know, guys that are trained to shoot your ass.
That's what I said last night, that they would probably end up doing, and put a couple troopers, stormtroopers on the each corner. And like this shot that I'm seeing right now, got the Humvees cruising down the street. That's
yep.
And we probably, imagine just driving down the street and you're stopped at the stop sign and you see this freaking convoy of freaking Humvees with soldier on the top with his freaking machine gun. Hey, we need to take a break, folks. So we'll be back here in just a short minute. So just bear with us for just a short minute. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
Coming back here for our little break. We'll be taking a break here in about 10 minutes anyway. Don't forget to subscribe to us, folks, on YouTube. Just visit youtube.disclosuremedia.net. Also, follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, just at Disclosure Media.
Twitter didn't have a good day in the stocks today.
I know, man. They didn't, but the shareholders did pretty good, though, I think.
They lost $750 million.
Ow!
Yeah, that just went $750 today.
Yeah, who needs it? Shit, that's chump change. Right.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked that it actually dove like that. That was interesting. I don't know. That kind of befumbles me a bit. I thought Twitter had a better advertising medium than Facebook. But meaning in the sense of that I've grown that I've actually now see their ads. It's about how you see ads, right? When I mean ads, I'm talking about the aspect of because when we have their stream. So as you're watching your stream, like during the day from your phone,
right?
And you're looking at your stream. I mean, I'm seeing I actually see the ads where I don't really pay attention to the ads on Facebook,
right?
Because they look like they're too obvious. Where Twitter, I'm not sure if it's an ad or if it's
Facebook
story. You know,
Facebook is now starting to. You know, Facebook doesn't allow YouTube videos to come in full screen when you post it. That's a thing they do. Now, if you post a video on Facebook onto their actual server, it will actually come up full screen in someone's newsfeed. But like, if you put a YouTube video in there, it's a smaller little video screen.
Yeah.
So it's weird, man. I don't know. It's a big game. I've recently started using YouTube advertisements, so that's something new. And right now, that seems like the best bang for the buck right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But let's.
Well, you know, I had something. You know, I want to finish up on the Nepal earthquake story here. It's kind of interesting here. So, I mean, we know that all. This is from The Guardian, UK. Nepal's prime minister says earthquake death toll could reach 10,000, Jay. Already over five. The death toll in Nepal's earthquake could reach 10,000, Prime Minister Sushil Kaurasi has said, as survivors' despair turned to anger at the government's slow response to the humanitarian crisis unfolding in the country, with food, water, and other essentials in desperately short supply. The government is doing it all it can to rescue and put on relief on the war footing, Carlo said in an interview with Reuters. It's a challenging and very difficult hour for Nepal. The death toll in Nepal rose today on Tuesday to 5,057, according to the country's Emergency Operations Center, which said more than 10,000 people have been injured. There are warnings the full extent of the tragedy will not be known until rescue teams have reached flattened villages in remote regions. The death toll could go up to 10,000 because of information from remote villages hit by the earthquake has yet to come in. In neighboring India, 61 people were killed, and China's official Xinhua news agency said 25 people had died in Tibet. 18 others were killed in avalanches on Mount Everest, as we all talked about the other day. So, Another sad thing there, Jay, with that death toll that could just rise a little bit, you know?
You know, they just don't have any type of, you know, their system is just, I guess their living is a lot poorer, and they just don't have the infrastructure, and people are just buried alive.
Oh, yeah, the construction, yeah, but without any doubt, you know, the construction is obviously not as great as construction around the world. So, I mean, some shakes, I mean, it's just going to fall like a house of cards, you know, it's just going to flatten. So it's, I get, you know, they haven't reached out to these outer villages, which, you know, but I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, Kathmandu is a pretty popular city. What did they say, six? I wasn't sure how many people were in Kathmandu.
I don't know how many are in Kathmandu, but I know in just that one area alone, a million people just in that one area. It's insane.
And, I mean, you see some of the shots. I mean, it looks like it just goes on and on and on.
I know. It's just insane, you know, that you got that many people in that small of an area.
And so, yeah, when they get some of these outlying areas and how that's going to look, it will be interesting to see from there. I mean, it's, just, again, a sad thing. Nobody likes this. You know, especially when it happens all at once. I mean, the loss of life so quick for so many people and their families. And I mean, complete families gone. You know, I mean, it's... in some cases, so sad deal there.
It's no good, man. No good. Well, I got a story that I wanted to talk about, and let's move on from the riots and from this earthquake stuff. And the Iranians seized a ship, from what I understand, and the U.S. is sending a destroyer after it. The U.S. Navy has sent a destroyer toward the Persian Gulf after Iran took control of a Marshall Islands flagged cargo ship it accused of trespassing in territorial waters. The ship MV Maersk Tigris with 24 crew members.
Maersk. Pronounced Maersk.
Maersk. Was intercepted by Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps patrol boats on Tuesday morning while traveling through the Strait of Hormuz, a Pentagon official said. The Iranian forces fired shots across the ship's bow, the official said, after its captain declined an order by the forces to divert further into Iranian waters. The U.S. official said the ship was traveling through an international recognized maritime route. After being fired upon, it issued a distress call, prompting the U.S. Navy to direct a destroyer, the Frigate, to the area and to put aircraft on standby to monitor the situation. So this is just pretty, you know, we're negotiating with these people, and here where they are, they're freaking kidnapping. Or, I mean, I'd say it's kidnapping if this ship was really in international waters.
Yeah, and it's a cargo ship for one. I mean, this is Mars. This is Mars, you know, containers. It's a container ship.
Yeah,
you know,
but what's in this container ship?
Big old containers, and you know, I think
what's in the container ship, Rags?
Or from the Marshall? I mean, it's just.
Hey, Rags.
Nothing.
You don't think so?
No.
Maybe there's something in the Iranians want.
No.
Maybe this is some big cover up, and it just looks like the Iranians captured the ship, but in reality, the ship was sent to them. Oh.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, it's what gets me about the whole situation is that exactly how you said it. We're supposed to supposedly, whatever, in negotiations.
And right.
Help. I mean, I think I'm living in a bizarro world.
We are living in a bizarro world.
Because I just don't know. I'm still trying to understand why we're even negotiating with them to get uranium, then actually give them money if they come to the table. And I guess I just I'm not sure if I'm awake. Am I missing something? I don't know. And then of course they do this little spazzy thing, and you know, now that was in the Strait of Hormuz.
Yes.
Now we had already sent the aircraft carrier last week,
right,
over to the Gulf of Aden, make sure that the ambassadors don't get any more weapons to the Houthis.
Well, hey, folks, we're at the bottom of the hour. We need to take our 5-minute news break. So we'll be back here, folks, in 5 minutes. For those who are listening on the podcast, you won't have that 5-minute break. We'll just be right back here in just one moment. And those listening live, again, we'll be back here in 5 minutes. So just stand by, grab you a refill on your drink, and we'll see you here shortly.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
Well, the truth is, I'm not really sure what happened.
If you came to prove, there's no reason to prove.
Man, I was just listening to that Fox News break. I just heard something that's pretty outrageous.
What's that?
There's going to be a baseball game tomorrow, and there'll be no one there to watch
it. There will not. There'll be no one there to watch it.
This is history in the making. That's never happened. Ever. Don't you find that odd? Why have a game and have no fans?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I looked it up. This has never happened. There's never been a major league baseball game played without the public welcome. Never happened.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody's been talking about it. I don't know what. I believe it's going to be televised, though.
Oh, televised. Yeah, but can you imagine being a player? I mean, it's going to be pretty quiet.
Yeah, I mean, it'd
right?
be like, it's just like there's no sound. There's no nothing. It's just
like click.
It's almost like back in the childhood days. You just pick it, just a pickup game over the baseball
field. Why not just cancel the game? Is it really that? I just don't understand why you're going to have a game. I mean, that's the whole point of baseball.
The game has to be played, though, for playoff implications.
I understand. They got to play the game. But, I mean,
I don't know why they don't add it on to another part of the schedule like they usually do at the end of the year.
Yeah, it can be done.
It could be done. I'm just thinking about all the ticket holders.
I mean, if you got a ticket to this damn game, you should be able to go. Right?
You would think.
If you have a ticket, if you've bought a ticket, you should be able to.
They can reverse you. It says in the back of the ticket.
Well, of course they can. I know. They can do all that. They, you know, they have the rules. They make it up. So they make it up as they go.
Yeah, it's their game, man. They own it.
I just found that pretty interesting that there's going to be a baseball game, but there's going to be no public. So I wonder if the families are going to be there. Like, I guess, of course, they'll let the families be there, right?
I don't know. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I know.
It will be interesting. I guess the Baltimore Ravens, it sounds like they canceled their draft party. So that's poor Baltimore Ravens. No draft party for you. It's just, I don't know, man. It's pretty odd that they're going to not have a baseball game without any people. I'm just reading the story here. I guess they postponed two games. Monday and Tuesday's game were postponed.
Yeah. Monday's game was postponed. Tuesday's game.
I don't know. I think it's ridiculous. I think if it's that bad that you can't have a freaking baseball game, then there's something wrong. I mean, come on, really? Don't you agree?
Well, I don't know why they just didn't do a day game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they could have did a game. I don't know why they just didn't do a day game, and that's what I felt. I don't know why they just didn't do a day game.
So you got a story lined up there, Rags?
Yes, I do. Speaking of Iran, Iran insists Israel give up the bomb, quote unquote, as Tehran seeks nuclear-free Middle East. This comes from the RT.com. I had this yesterday for us, but we've talked a lot about the Baltimore, and we talked about the earthquake. Out of RT, Iran has demanded that Israel give up its nuclear weapons as it spoke on behalf of the 120-nation non-aligned movement. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Zarif, said the bloc also wants a nuclear-free zone in the Middle East. Mohammad Zahid Zarif was speaking at the United Nations for the non-aligned group of countries. Israel has never admitted or denied the widespread assumption it has nuclear weapons. However, Zarif says Israel assumed nuclear arsenal was a threat to regional security. Isn't that like a turn of events? Isn't that what Israel said about Iran?
Yeah.
So many years ago?
Yep.
That they'd be a regional threat? Oh, my God. So now they're demanding that
Israel
have them. Although Israel's never admitted that they have them. Although we did give them to them. Israel's not the Iranian foreign minister said the non-aligned movement regards Israel's nuclear program as a serious and continuing threat to the security of neighboring and other states and condemned Israel for continuing to develop and stockpile nuclear arsenals. Wow. Is this I'm living in a bizarre world.
No, we are.
They're quoting exactly.
This is the twilight. I am convinced we are in the twilight zone, Rags.
Mm-hmm. I could have sworn that Netanyahu said this years ago. So did Bibi said it. The old prime minister that died. They've all said it. You know, now it's turning back where no, they need to give them up. So that's with all this stuff going on in Iran, it's really interesting. Yeah. So and let's all be quite honest. Israel, whether they have them or not, which we most likely we know
ain't
they do,
giving them up.
They ain't giving them up. Sorry. It ain't gonna happen. No. Not the Security Council ain't gonna let. It doesn't matter who. It is just not gonna happen.
Ain't happening. Definitely not. Another story that I heard. This is moving away from the Iran story here, but another story that I heard. Hillary Clinton has a opponent now. Rags, did you hear? Did you hear who her opponent is?
An opponent?
Yeah, she does. Senator Bernie Sanders has announced that he's going to run for president.
Oh, yeah, good old Bernie Sanders.
The good old socialist communist, whatever the heck he is. He's a socialist, right? He's a self-subscribed socialist, right? Am I correct?
I believe so, yes.
At least, I think so. I know he's an independent. A senator, whatever that is. Let's see. It's, the story here is from the Washington Post, and he's going to launch his presidential bid on Thursday. He's a blunt, self-described socialist who has become a favorite of progressive activists for his denunciations of big banks and the financial elite. He will jump into the 2016 presidential campaign on Thursday, according to two people familiar with his plans. This guy has no chance, right? Zero, right?
No, he doesn't have a chance. He's just, again, what did I tell you? She is out there by herself. They needed somebody else to divert the attention from. Did I not tell this weeks ago?
And this is it? You think this is the guy?
Mm.
You think this is the diversion? Diversion?
No, but they need it.
I know they need someone, but you think this is the diversion, Bernie Sanders?
For right now, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and
she
then
hasn't,
the next one that jumps in will be another diversion. I mean,
she's been mum. She hasn't given any interviews or anything.
Nope. And then, I mean, they're already she's I'm not worried about her one bit, but they're going to need to drop something else.
I'm still concerned.
Those that are concerned are the. I mean, then you're just giving the power back.
Well, I think that the system's. From my point of view, I think the system's already been rigged for her. So.
No, I don't think it has. I think, in fact, there's a lot at stake.
I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong, Rex. This election, to me, will prove that.
She's not electable by even women's standards.
No, that's what I'm saying. If she gets in. Then it proves it. The system's completely rigged. Some people said Bush should have never got in. You know,
and she's already drawn. She's drawn battles with her most possible challenger, which is the gal out of Massachusetts.
Who's that?
Warren.
Edwards? Oh, Warren. Yeah, Warren.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, she's a little too progressive, though, isn't she?
She is. She's actually she's
like right there with Bernie Sanders, ain't she?
Well, no. she's actually she's more to the left than she is to the right.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Being that she's from the right, but she leans more to the left, being a liberal.
She leans more to the left than Clinton and Obama, right?
Yeah. So she believes in a harder military. She, you know, she's for the Jews. She's for. So there's a lot of things she stands for. She's made some good arguments about some stuff, but she's attacked Hillary.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, Hillary. She's got a lot of bad baggage right now. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. How that plays out in the next few months. I'm sure we're going to be talking
next
about
year.
Her
next year.
And yeah, I know it's going to be
long ways away.
I just wanted to fill this next story out. You know, the Texas governor. You know, we did. We talked about what's that? Jade Helm, I guess the Operation Jade Helm. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the Texas Guard. So now we've got the Texas Guard, and they're going to monitor the planned U.S. military exercise in the state this summer. An apparent response to internet rumors that the exercises are actually a prelude to a military takeover. The new exercises are called Jade Helm 15 and include elite teams such as the SEALs and Green Berets from four military branches, reports, and this is coming from the Dallas Morning News. They will take place from July 15th through September 15th in seven states. The governor tweeted, "I've ordered the Texas State Guard to monitor Jade Helm 15 to safeguard Texans' constitutional rights, private property, and civil liabilities." The Associated Press reports that internet rumors circulated by conservative websites and social media intensified after a map was shown labeling Texas, Utah, and parts of California as, quote, hostile. For purposes of the training exercise. So does this surprise you that the Texas governor would do this?
It's interesting.
Because you're putting the military against the military, right?
Oh, you're putting the state's National Guard.
Which is the military.
Which is controlled by the state.
Which the feds could call in, right? The feds could call in those guys, right?
No.
Oh, they can't take over the state boys?
National Guard is controlled by the state. There's like, well, yeah, the state of emergency. It was controlled by the governor. The governor needed to get the word from the Baltimore mayor, and he called on the state National Guard. National Guard in every state is controlled by the state, not by the president.
Is that National Guard considered the militia?
No.
Because some people argue that, but they were created.
Some people argue that, but it is not. No,
they were created later, right?
The militia is the right to form a militia. Your right to form a militia is amongst the people.
Right. The people have the right to form a militia, quote, and then, comma, and the right to bear arms. That's two separate things, right? Mm-hmm. People sometimes say it's one, but, you know, I don't know. Now we're getting into the constitutional crap here, and it just gets so. You know, we used to argue with old buddy, old King Menart from the GOP days, and he loved the Constitution, but geez. There's so many different versions that people use.
Yeah. Well, I got another story here. How about an ISIS update?
Yeah, let's get one.
You know, so we call them ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call them. How about ISWA?
Huh?
The new term, ISWA.
ISWA?
Well, Boko Haram has now changed their name. They're no longer Boko Haram. They're now called the Islamic State of West African Province.
Oh, Lord.
ISWAP. Yes, this is from the RT. This is from yesterday. It just cracks me up. Boko Haram's commitment to the jihadi group of the Islamic State has just become even more pronounced after the Nigerian terrorist organization changed its name to ISWAP, or Islamic State's West African Province. The move appears to give the Islamic State, or IS, or formerly ISIL, a foothold outside of the Middle East and North Africa for the first time as the terrorist organization tries to create a global caliphate. Links between the two militant Islamist organizations have grown over the last year. A recent video released by IS sang the praise of Boko Haram fighters, while the Nigerian-based militant group also released a propaganda video via ISIS social media channels. Isn't it funny? So they have their own social media channel, which is just ridiculous. Again, I'm not understanding.
Twilight Zone, man. Twilight Zone.
That they had their own channel, but although Boko Haram or ISWAP did take a hit. Remember those 200 women and children that were captured early in the year? Offensive movement by the Nigerian army overtook them and took back them women. I believe I saw an article earlier. I do believe. Is it on Newsblock? I believe it is. Can't remember.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed
over. Sounds about right, doesn't it?
The Twilight Zone.
You're in the
Twilight Zone. Pretty much. That's the world we live in.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I was waiting for YouTube to shut us down, but they didn't. I guess we got away with that one.
Yeah, it's just interesting how you see them. But like I said, yeah, this is a story I'm reading right here in RT.com. Massive operation against Boko Haram militants. The Nigerian military has managed to free almost 300 women, including 200 schoolgirls. However, none of them turned out to be from a group of young Chibok victims who were killed. So these weren't the victims of the ones that were in Chibok. But they did come. They did were able to free 300 women. So I mean that's a good thing that the Nigerian army is trying to make some strides against them. So.
Oh gosh.
Oh no. Oh no. But I got another one here.
What you got?
It's some more financial. This is from the Telegraph. Negative interest rates put world on course for the biggest mass default in history. Yes, this is for the nightly news. More than $2 trillion worth of reserve zone government bonds trade on negative interest rate. It's a bubble that is bound to end badly. Here's an astonishing statistic. More than 30 percentage points of all government debt in the eurozone, around $2 trillion of securities in total, is trading on negative interest rate. With the advent of the European Central Bank's quantitative easing, which began 4 months ago when the 10-year Swiss yield turned negative for the first time, allowed a snowball into a variable avalanche of negative rates across European government bond markets. In a hunt for the apparently safe assets, investors have thrown caution to the wind and collectively determined that to pay governments for the privilege of lending to them. On a country-by-country basis, the statistics are even more startling. According to the investment bank Jefferies, some 70 percentage points of all German bonds now trade on a negative yield. In France, it's 50 basis points.
Wow.
And even in Spain, which was widely thought insolvent only just a few years ago, it's 17 percentage points. Not only has this never happened before on such a scale, but it marks a scarcely believable turnaround on the situation at the height of the Eurozone crisis just a little while back. While some European bond markets trade on yields that reflect the very real possibility of a default. So when you look at the yield index, and like remember that's what I'm saying. So basically you're saying, well, now you can come to us and give us your money and basically we pay you.
Wow.
Because that's how bad we want your money in a safe haven.
They're just pulling back the money in, right? They have to pull the money back in, right?
Well, but they're trading on negative interest rates yield. So, in other words, like your regular interest rate. So
that's never happened, right? And our current system of financials that we have right now.
We're not at negative, but all the European market is. Yes, we're not at negative here in the United States.
Do you think we will?
No, because that would trigger a lot of bad things.
Let's give some examples here for the listeners. What would happen if we went negative?
Well, here's the thing is what you're doing. You're not getting monetary flow into the system. So what does that mean? It means that a safe haven is for you to make your flight to safety in your bond market. Okay, which means it's guaranteed by the government. Okay?
Okay.
With that, just like right now, so you have lowest interest rates are at an all-time low for everybody. If you got a home, you refinance because it's gone lower, lower, and lower, which means the banks are able to go to the Fed window and say, hey, I've got X amount of cash I'm going to give to you. They're saying, great, guess what? We're going to pay you. Instead of, because usually when you get a loan, what's a loan? You're getting a loan with an interest rate, right?
Right.
Well, in the case here, your banks are going to the big Fed windows or to the central bankers and saying, hey, we're giving you our X amount of money. Now, not only is it's not a loan, or I'm sorry, I'm saying you're grabbing a loan from them. They're not only giving you the loan, but they're going to pay you to take that loan. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yep, I get you. That's just...
So now, is what's happening with that is that what does that do for the rest of the market? All it's doing is saying you're just trading at negative interest rates. Where is that going to be paid off? I mean, there's got to be a payoff somewhere, right?
You would think
there would be. But that's the whole problem with Europe is that as the central banks over there to solve their problem over there, financially, they've been running everything into negative interest rates. I believe we are – I'm not sure what we are in the United States. Are we 0.25? I think that's what our percentage is. So we're above the marker. Obviously, we're not trading negative.
Let me see if I can, that's rates, right? Is it the 10-year?
See, I think that's the problem with, you know, when you got $2 trillion in securities that are on a negative interest rate. Again, how do we pay back all this debt?
I don't know how we do it. I don't see any way of paying it back. I just don't ever see you paying. We've never owed this type of money. I don't, you know. But again, the money keeps changing too. The value of it itself doesn't really have any value anymore.
Well, that's the whole game. That's why it's not a matter of what the stocks are. It's all about the currency. It's all about the almighty currency. The Forex market is where the money's at. It's how you move that on by, you know, these mega computers that crunch these numbers into each market, you know, given on percentage points, given on GDP, given on everything else, given on interest rates, and you keep flowing it from country to country to country. That's why the cycle of what you see every day. Because if you don't do too well in the United States market, well, guess what? We'll just go over to the Australian market. Then we'll move our Forex more. Then we'll take our money and we'll move it over to the Japan market. Oh, China just opened up. We'll move it over to there. You see what I'm saying? It's a cycle. Now, you can't necessarily do that for a stock, right? Because stock is owned by a shareholder. So it's a matter of how you, when you start looking at the Forex market, I mean, the world's full of just global monopoly money. Big time. I don't know. It's interesting. I saw, you know, it's like, what's the latest commercial I've seen? GoDaddy went public.
We got a couple comments on the YouTube channel. It says, someone said, ring the Liberty Bell, start the national protest. And then another person said, do you think if the president follow the Bible principles, the United States will be a better place? I don't know. I don't think we should follow. I don't know. I don't think we should rule our country on what the Bible says.
Well, I mean, I think the Ten Commandments are a moral thing. I think that's a humanity issue. I think all of humanity should be.
Yeah, the Ten Commandments are pretty, you know, basic, you know, the basic commandments, you know, thou shalt not kill, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably shouldn't kill someone.
Yeah, you should obey your mother and father.
Or is it thou shalt not murder? Which one was it? Because didn't they change it from murder to kill?
Yeah, but see, that's another thing. You know, you always want to change the wording. It never can be the original. It's got to change into something else that fits the time. Or its meaning.
Well, folks, we're coming up the top of the hour, and that means that we are going off the air for this episode. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. Just visit youtube.disclosuremedia.net, and you can follow us there. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/disclosuremedia, and you can also find us on Twitter at disclosuremedia.net. Just at disclosuremedia. You can also follow Rags. Rags is on Twitter, right, Rags? What's your Twitter?
At Rags the Man.
Rags the Man. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jason DMN. If you want to follow me and follow some of my Twitter posts, I try to post as much as I can, but doesn't always happen every day.
I don't know how to do the Twitter thing.
Yeah, Rags hasn't got there yet.
I'm still working on it.
He's still working on it. He'll get there. We'll be back again tomorrow night, folks, at same time, 11 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be back for another hour episode. We'll talk about some more news that's going on. And hopefully things will calm down in Baltimore and we don't have to discuss that first thing. So hopefully that's what happens. Coming up next, folks, is the Chris Ann Hall Show. You can listen to her. She's got a great program coming up. So stay tuned for that. That'll be up here in just a few minutes after the news break. So that's it from me, folks. Have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya!